And it is time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the brand new YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. So get around the radio. Get your kids around the radio. This is for everyone, and we are joined now to help us out today by the mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger. How are you?
The last question was very intriguing.
The last question is, they're all really intriguing. I love these questions.
Right.
How are you?
Okay, so I'm good. It's nice out there today.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to go to the Peace and Justice Plaza?
I was there today.
Yeah. How was that going?
I was so excited. It's going really, really well. I love these kind of community coming together. And a big shout out and thank you to the NAACP, our faith leaders, UNC students, Chapel Hill Police, artists. The Raging Grannies were there. There was all kinds. And one of the fun things is that Rabbi Jen said she's always wanted to blow the shofar in downtown Chapel Hill.
Today she got the chance.
Yes, it's Rosh Hashanah. Happy
right.
Rosh Hashanah out
yes.
there. This is really a coming together and just a way to celebrate solidarity, that we are one community that welcomes everyone in. So I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful organizational effort and very, very proud to support them.
Awesome. And we'll talk more about that in just a second. We've got our Kids Q
okay.
question
All
to
right.
do, so
All
everyone
right.
get ready for this. Here is today's question. If you could do, this is a good mayoral question, actually. If you could do one thing perfectly,
oh my.
What would you choose?
One thing perfectly.
One thing perfectly.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
And I don't know. I guess this
yeah.
could either be just like a sort of skill that you just have, or if you could just do one thing one time perfectly, you could go either way with this. I
would
think.
Love to be able to remember everything I read. I get to read much, and you feel like when you get to read so much, you take it in, you process it, you think about it, and I would love to be able to recall it instantaneously. So I'd
yes.
like to have perfect recall.
That's
that
good.
Right? Yeah, that would
I
help.
Would, going along those lines, I'm actually not bad at remembering what I read, although, God, not even remotely close to perfect. I would like to be able to remember people's names and faces, because that's one thing.
Recall.
People who are really good at that
yeah,
are just
are.
So impressive
that's
to me.
That's an amazing gift.
Yeah.
I will tell you, one I don't share. So you're right. It's just funny. I can remember your dog's name.
Your
kid's name, things about you.
I'm always so proud of myself when I can occasionally have that moment of not only do I recognize you, but I remember a couple days ago I saw on Facebook that it was your birthday, so I can say happy birthday.
Oh,
that's
there we go.
Real
there we
good.
Go. Okay,
yeah.
So now I'm going to go with you on that one. That would be a really good.
That would be a really good skill.
Yeah, that would be something perfectly.
That or the guitar. Either way.
Oh, either way. Yeah,
I can do one or the other.
You know, I don't ever really strive for perfection. I strive for getting it mostly with a lot of positive energy
into
it. So,
there's something good in just getting by, right?
Well, like not just getting by, but really trying to do your best.
Being able to be good, but constantly striving to get better. And perfection, you can't strive for better.
Yeah. So we're just also, it's unrealistic and you eat your head against the wall trying to get the perfection line.
All right. If you were driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, ask your kid this question. Ask yourself this question. It is a good question.
Better than the big hand, big foot thing you did. Yeah, that was just weird.
I'm still thinking about that
one. No, I'm not.
If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. It works with an X, YouthWorks on Main, and use the hashtag KidsQ. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, so today you were at the Peace and
Justice
Plaza, which was great. And we were talking with Anna Richards yesterday from the NAACP. She was one of the organizers. And I know this was organized in response to something. It was Richard Spencer's petition to UNC, which got rejected. But hey, day-long gathering to celebrate peace and unity and love
and
togetherness
Rosh Hashanah.
Let's just go ahead with
it.
I think that's great. And I think it's great just as a community that we do things like this. I know this one had a referent that inspired it, but just to be able to come together and have events like this that celebrate diversity and love and unity, like, so rarely do those just happen for no reason. Like, every day is a good reason for this, so I think that's really cool.
I think it is, too. Like I said, a coming together of all kinds of groups, and I love that, and a lot of passion in everybody's voice for being there and talking about the way forward is through love and celebrating diversity and inclusion and being an opening community. It's not through divisiveness and hate. So yeah. It's really good.
I was in, this is a random plug for Cameron's in Carrboro. I was in Cameron's like a week ago and walking around. And they've got so much cool stuff in there. And they got their shrine in the back, which is just so nice and peaceful. And I was like, isn't it sad that a store that goes out of that devotes itself to celebrating peace and love and unity is known as the quirky store in the left-wing town? Like, every store should be like that, right? Yeah. Like, the store that doesn't do that should be the outlier. No. They should all be like that.
Yeah,
but,
I think you're right on that. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So this is like that. And if you're listening out there and you haven't been yet, Peace and Justice Plaza, it goes on until 6, so you've got 2 more hours, and it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day.
Yeah,
so
it really is.
What a positive thing to celebrate. Right. We had another celebration yesterday. The Cramden Institute, who we work with.
Oh, yes, that's right, the graduation.
The graduation, and it was sponsored by Google. We had 19 students who got through this course. They're from our public housing. We offer this course. If you are willing to take the course and stay with the course, then you get a free computer at the end of this with a mouse and the power supply, all these, and cupcakes yesterday too. But a lot of these individuals are coming all kinds of obstacles, whether it's language barriers, physical disabilities. One lady had a stroke and had lost her knowledge on how to work computers and was getting retrained. But it helps open up the job market. It helps connect people to the internet and the world around them. And we see it as a very positive result. And just the hopefulness, and a couple people were sharing with me that they had jobs lined up once they had computer skills to get into these jobs. So, and another gentleman shared that his 4 kids, you know, were taking all the computer equipment, so he didn't have any, so he wanted to know how to participate and be involved and communicate. So a big thank you to all of that makes it. It's a team effort. I mean, it's a collaborative effort between the town, Cramden, Google. The instructor, whose name was Bill Cobb, was just wonderful with the students. He says it's the light of his day, too, just to see the success stories and the smiles. And I don't know. It was a very, just one of those fun things you get to do as mayor is help people celebrate their successes.
Yeah, so and cool. give them something that can help them move forward, right?
Yeah.
It's the computer classes and the laptops, and then, yeah.
Yeah, and we
go.
Got
it's
to
really
be exposed
cool.
to Google Cardboard or whatever it was. That was really cool. You stick your phone in, and it becomes a 3D viewer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really, I wanted to take it home with me.
Yeah, right?
So it's a cardboard box that you stick your phone in, and we were looking at Versailles, and you could see all inside and all around, and it was,
that's
you felt cool.
like
you were
there. Like a ViewMaster kind
like
of thing?
Like a ViewMaster with
yeah.
your phone, but in a 3D, really 3D.
Google Cardboard does kind of sound like a Saturday Night Live sketch. Like, it's a cardboard box with Google on it. It's $1,000, but this is really cool.
Probably,
yeah,
probably, because I didn't have so. I thought it was cool.
All right.
Anyway, next week, we're going to collaborate with the town of Carrboro and hold on September the 28th at Carrboro Town Hall. More details, please check our website, a DACA Information Center, a session. So to talk with people about what's going on, to help them find the resources to be able to make these applications that have to be in shortly. So we're working together to make that a reality. So we're very determined to help individuals, especially our young people who are here under the DACA. So that is going on.
That's good.
This week we had a work session where we talked about the land use map and talking about revising it, and talked mostly about places we aren't revising, but looking at the corridors and places like we talked about for the enterprise / light industrial district, and how that will inform rewriting our land use management ordinance, which is really, really out of date and really, really complicated and a little bit conflicted in places, so it makes it hard to interpret. So working on that. But one of the fun pieces of that evening, that was fun too, but it was talking about future technologies. And I wanted the council to hear, so we brought these topics for drones and what's allowed, what's not allowed, what the FAA controls, what cities and towns. And this is a national situation that's changing very, very quickly. There's some lawsuits over there about who has authority. And while we love drones and technology, there's some components of drones that are unsafe. They are crashing into people and cars and buildings. So there's got to be some oversight and some ability to enforce some safety regulations.
And you got a privacy concern too with that.
Yeah,
too,
that hasn't. But that hasn't been tackled
that's
by the FAA yet, right now. But it's coming. But the first step is to be able to help enforce the current FAA rulings, where you aren't allowed to fly drones into crowds or at crowded areas. That you have to have a permit over a certain, you have to have a waiver, you have to be certified to fly the bigger one. We're not talking the kids' toys. We're talking the bigger things.
The big things, yeah.
Which have a lot of practical uses and a lot of great things. Like you said, firefighters and groups can put them up over a burning building and see into what's going on.
Yep.
So a lot of practical and great uses, just got to be able to do that. The state legislature passed a wireless towers the shorter towers in public right-of-ways. Ordinance this summer, we're trying to figure out how that incorporates in what we need to do or be prepared for as that moves along. And then we had to talk about autonomous vehicles, and I know I talk about it a lot, but how we plan for the future, what the future may or may not look like. We just need to understand more about what the possibilities are, and the timeline, what it could be, and there's many different estimates, to help inform the decisions we're making today.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where we were trying to go with that. So that was very interesting, and we got some good information on that meeting. We have a meeting coming this Wednesday. It's proclaiming the Walk to School Day.
Nice.
Tonight,
right, at 7?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, next Wednesday. Okay.
Next, the 27th.
Yeah.
So, again, reminder, we're trying out Wednesdays.
Yep.
And we're going to get a progress report on the Ephesus Fordham / Blue Hill District and an update on the municipal services building proposal over there off Estes Road. And I'm hopeful that the new parking meters will be on the agenda as well to move forward with that. We're looking at the same meters that Raleigh and Durham use that have a wonderful application, an app program to them, and they've had very good successes with these meters as well.
Is that the big difference, that you can use the app?
Well, ours have an app too, but it hasn't been as successful as the other one. The glare is a big problem with the current meters we have right now. People really struggle with them. We have a lot of user interface frustration.
Oh, yeah. Is that the pay machines that you... There is a lot of glare on that.
Yeah,
you know, I would have never thought, we should do something else.
Well, I don't know. For some reason, I always find the machine that never takes a six when I'm parked in a spot that has a number six and has it there a bunch a lot. So there's...
You know, if the mayor gets a ticket, I don't know I don't even know what the legality is on that. Yeah.
Really, I don't either. So I'm trying to use it, but the frustration level, and I don't know if you've ever hung around in the downtown lot, sometimes people are there. And so we're going to move towards... We have one of these meters actually in the 140 West parking lot already, and it's been the reception has been much better for that. It's easier to understand. It's faced so it doesn't glare. Well, that one's in the basement, but it's faced so it doesn't glare. So there'll be a lot of opportunities, and the apps are much. You can access it from anywhere. So you can be in a restaurant, remember your number, and add some more time on. You don't have to run down or find that one. So there's a lot more opportunities with these new meters. And again, using the same ones that Raleigh and Durham use will actually have some familiarity for people. So we're very excited about that.
You can go pretty much anywhere in the triangle, and it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's kind of what's been going on.
Cool.
And updates.
Only a little bit, right?
Yeah. No, it's been good. Our senior staff is over at a Racial Equity Institute training along with Orange County staff together. So we're very proud of them for moving forward on that as well. The more we can do to educate ourselves on how to get along with each other in all kinds of ways and be respectful in ways that people understand, the better we're going to be as a community. So I applaud our staff for going over to do that.
Awesome. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Hey, enjoy the weather.
Absolutely.
All right.